And there's the header from Cavani. Oh, that was all too easy.
Welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast.
Getting forward into the area for the first time, the cross and the goal.
The show that brings the ins and the outs of the beautiful game to African fans by passionate African voices. Ball Gecko, get in the game.
What it do? Welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. If you're wondering why I'm so excited, I'm excited because it's Friday. And you know that means... Okay, Jidechi, you can introduce yourself.
Welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. It's Jidechi Chin Eze over here. And yes, if you're wondering why I'm excited, it's because it's Friday.
Yes, and it's Friday, meaning that there's football this weekend. There's not international football, but football this weekend.
Yeah.
So what game? Aren't you looking forward to games?
That was not why you were excited.
Oh, why were you excited? Because it's like you just remember that Man U is facing Chelsea and then all the excitement just went away from your voice your face.
I'm excited for that reason. I want to rest.
Like, you want to rest? So we're stressing you.
I want to sleep. No.
Say that we're stressing you now.
Did I talk about it? Ball Gecko Podcast rest from rest? No, it's not that kind of rest. I mean, I always have fun with Ball Gecko Podcast listeners. Mm. I want to rest. I mean, I've been stressed this week. It's been a stressful week
for
me.
What stressed you?
Conversations not for the podcast. So I just want to take some time off and rest and chill this weekend. That's why I'm excited.
Okay.
And
fair
of course,
enough, fair
by the time I do Saturday, I will start missing the podcast where I have to
That's so sweet. So what games are you looking forward to this weekend? I know a lot of people are most likely looking forward to Manchester United versus Chelsea.
Yep.
And under a new manager.
Ayola.
Mm-hmm.
Ayola.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a big game. Just admit the big game is the big game. Say, which other game are you looking forward to aside this big
game? How well or how much are you looking forward to Manchester United versus Chelsea? Let's start from there.
Exactly. Acknowledge the big things first. There's a reason you're big. When you're big, you're big. Although, we are not sure everybody's big these days.
I don't know who you are.
The shirt is for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just leave it anonymous shirts like that. Nobody is dead. Just injured. Injured individuals
or and injured, passers back.
Injured teams, rather, yes. Manchester United, Chelsea. It's going to be Michael Carrick in charge this weekend, obviously, despite the reports about Ragnick coming to Manchester United. So we'll get to see what happened in the Champions League. We actually get to see
a bigger test,
and a second chance for Carrick. What he can actually do while he's in charge of that team. I think it's something we all expected, or we are all waiting to see, considering how well Manchester United played in the Champions League. Let me not say how well, but how decent they played in the Champions
League.
Yeah, you can say effective. And I want to see how that can translate into a Chelsea side where they've locked up all their strikers and are throwing their defenders at you, and you don't even know what is. You don't know if the defenders are there to stop your striker from scoring
or to score goal themselves
or to do the midfield. In fact, it's just a confused team that is just giving their confusion is leading to wins and goals, and you know that kind of thing.
Are you happy that United have already announced the signing of Ragnick, or are going to announce it anyways, ahead of the Manchester United versus Chelsea fixture? Because if they had gone into that fixture and Carrick had somehow found a way to beat Thomas Tuchel, then we could have been hearing some different kind of rumors.
Really, really, I'm actually glad that happened, because, yeah, I think I said it on this podcast, but let me say it on the podcast. I don't think Carrick is fit enough to handle the Man United job. And if just he had won this weekend against Chelsea, we most likely would have seen the conversation. In fact, we've already been seeing conversations about giving the job on social media, especially by former United players. And yeah, we don't want that to happen, because that's the way it started off with Ole. So if Carrick wants to be Man United's gaffer, go and get yourself proven somewhere, like Lampard has done,
or Gerrard,
like Gerrard has done, like Xavi has done. Don't come and start with the Man United job. Ole did it at Molde, but Molde was pretty much not on the same level as United.
Of course.
At least get a decent team do something, spend 2, 3, 4 years somewhere, and then you can now boldly say you want to come for this job because you love the club so much and this one. And don't try and come and sneak in through the back door. They sack your guy, you're coming to call and be manager.
Come and say, yeah, the one that is the next manager
and
by force.
Suit. I beg, go and do practicals first before you come for the main exam.
All right, we're also going to see Manchester City take on West Ham. I think that's another big game. Maybe not traditionally, but if you look at the table, there's no way you can say
it
second against fourth
is
not a big game.
Well, like you said, not traditionally. West Ham this season are a beauty to behold. And
although, until last match where they lost to Wolves.
And it's not like it was a very bad loss. It was a pretty even game, just that they didn't take their
Wolves,
chances.
Though it's Wolverhampton Wanderers,
they didn't take their chance. No, we're also not forgetting that Wolves seem to be coming back.
Yeah, true. They are sitting
like,
on the table.
They are doing it
silently,
1-0-ishly. That's how they are doing it. And that's why, I mean, maybe many people have not realized. And we very well know how Wolves can be. Wolves of before could be. And it looks like they've reconnected to that form. And they've reconnected to that form in an even meaner way, whereby they don't go for everything. They just give you one and boom. That's it.
Before
like
you know,
when,
I mean, they've only scored
like when
12
goals
this season.
Snakes sting,
bites.
Sting, is it?
Yes, bites now. It's bites.
No,
it's
mean,
bites now. They don't use their rattle.
They bite rattlesnake. I think they also use their rattle.
They use the rattle to sort of warn
you. Okay, but then you get the point. Just
that's instant
bite, and that's the way worse.
I think you're thinking of a scorpion.
Right now.
So are you saying they stand a chance against Manchester City?
Obviously. This game could go anywhere. Although City have the upper hand because they are home.
Of course.
But I'm not giving it to them. I mean, I saw Crystal Palace do it against City like 2 weeks ago. Three weeks ago. Yeah. So I will not outrightly give it to City. And considering West Ham lost the last game, they've lost. If they lose this one, they will lose hold on being able to catch up with City. They are going to throw everything into this game.
And if they lose and Arsenal win, then
Arsenal
they will be out of
them,
the top four.
So I think this is a game they will throw everything into. So I don't even think it's going to come easy for City. If City would win this one, might come by a stroke of luck to see. I think if City will win this one, I think it might come by a stroke of luck. But to say they will whitewash West Ham, not going to happen. Possibly West Ham might even get a point or more out of this one.
Intriguing.
Hey there! BG Gems are now Gecko Coins. Same value for the same activity. Get active on BallGecko.com to start racking up your Gecko Coins.
Speaking of Arsenal, they take on Newcastle, who are still without a win in the Premier League this season. The only team without a win. Even Burnley, Norwich, everyone else has at least won one game except for Newcastle.
And this is the week we have all been waiting for Arsenal, where they come back against another side after they lost scandalously to Liverpool. Why are you laughing? Because I said the result is scandalous now. The performance was not. The result is scandalous. Somebody cannot see the result and you want to come and start telling the person. The person that done with the match is seeing.
Yeah, already seeing 4-0. You cannot argue about it.
So the result is scandalous, but the performance was okay. So we want
to
see
what would a scandalous result versus Newcastle look like?
For Arsenal, for Newcastle.
For Arsenal, of course.
For Arsenal.
Any result for Newcastle now is not scandalous.
I think 3-0, 4-0 should be scandalous enough.
For Newcastle?
Yes.
I don't think they would care because they've lost 3-0, 4-0 this season.
Exactly.
Severally.
So, more scandalous results for them, perhaps.
No, what I mean is like, what results in this game for Arsenal would be looked at as scandalous. Like if Arsenal don't win by this much,
okay.
Or if Arsenal drop points, or if Arsenal lose.
Okay, now I get. If they get a draw.
If
Arsenal gets
a draw,
you're playing
scandalous
at home
against the worst team in the league.
You're playing at home against the worst team in the league, and you have a fine run that just got dented by Liverpool, who are better than possibly every other team in the Premier League this season, aside Chelsea. And so everybody would expect that you get it and get it comfortably against Newcastle. If you're not getting a win in this game already, that's scandalous. 1-0 might be permitted. I mean, it's not
a win is a win.
Bad thing. A win is a win. But if you don't get anything, if you allow Newcastle to come to Emirates and get a point, then that's the scandalous result.
We're also going to be seeing the Ranieri Derby, Leicester City versus Watford. And one would think that they would be on very different planes, but it's just 2 points separating the two teams in the league.
Interestingly, I don't know who I want to win this one. but I think I'll give it to Watford because they are in a more precarious position. I would love to see them climb higher up the table. I would love to see them show that what they did against United was not a fluke also. And I think I'll give it to Watford, not because they are a better side per se, but because they have more Nigerian players and they are worse on the table. Leicester can always easily catch up. But with the other side of the
table, there's still time for Leicester to catch up. Because
yeah, there's still plenty
we're
of
still,
time.
There's
still plenty of time. You know, the last time I said, I think it's time for Leicester board to start having conversations with Brendan Rodgers. And maybe that would make the team sit up once again. And if the team does not sit up under Rodgers, we all know what that should mean. And if they've not done that right now, then I think they are not serious. It's pretty obvious that Leicester shouldn't be at this position they are at this time in the season.
In the season, exactly.
It's just crazy.
At this point in the season, despite the fact that...
And it started well.
Despite the fact that Ranieri had won the league, when Leicester were around this point in the table, it was already started... rumors that... maybe this guy might not last the season. And Rodgers hasn't done that much.
Rodgers has honestly not done so much.
I mean, he's done well for what, stability.
Yeah, from what Ranieri did. You can say he has done well for stability. But then again, I want to talk about how much of stability was that. I mean, we saw them throw away wonderful chances to qualify for the Champions
League.
Twice. Two seasons in a row. And do we really call that
being
done well for stability?
Mm.
I don't know. Really, they need to really start having conversations with Rodgers, but they should calm down. After this week, they should now have the conversations with him. Let Watford win first.
Wow.
And then they can have that conversation. I mean,
I need Watford.
As much as I love Ihan Achara and Ndidi, I need Watford to also come off the table so that I can also love Ekong and Dennis. And Etebo and who else again? There are players that
Maduka next season.
Maduka next season. What's this other man? Dele Bashiru, who's on loan. So I love all of them also. So I don't really want for to go down.
All right, so in the La Liga, I think the biggest match there is going to be Real Madrid hosting Sevilla in what is essentially again a top of the table clash, because whoever wins this is going to be
Madrid,
top of the La Liga.
Just don't stress us.
Why do you think it's going to be so easy for Real Madrid to win this?
Because Sevilla are not... You can't slack for so many of these teams because...
Like who?
In Spain particularly.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the same way I told you about Brighton. It's the same way I've told you about Southampton.
Sociedad.
And it's the same thing I see with
Sevilla.
Sevilla. Why do I keep saying Southampton?
Do you have something about Southampton you want to get off your chest?
The same thing I see with Sevilla. I don't know for the other leagues, but you see this one. There are times when you can really tell a team is serious.
Mm.
And there are times when you are not really sure that they are serious, but they are serious. And they just prove it to you. Yes, Sociedad has started well this season and all of that, but... like I said earlier, I think time will come when they will no longer be in these positions again. So Sociedad are not even doing half. Did I say half?
Of?
Well, let's say they are not even doing 40% of how well Sociedad have been doing this season. And that's why I think their own seriousness is even lesser than the seriousness of Sociedad. And
so what happens if
once he comes up against the big boys now? Nah.
What happens if by chance, by some miracle, they do beat Real Madrid and Bernabeu?
Good for them.
What will you give us on the podcast?
Good for them.
Will you give us on the podcast?
It's not about beat Madrid. Beat Madrid and continue a good
form.
But I know it's not going to happen.
And what will you give us if Sevilla beat Real Madrid at the Bernabeu?
Nothing.
Just for such a huge achievement.
Nothing.
Wow.
Huge. Imagine. That's the point. You can see you're calling it a really huge achievement.
Like, it is.
It should be a... Sevilla are so big that they should be able
beating Real Madrid at the Bernabeu.
Exactly.
Where's your fear of God?
This is for you to call it a huge achievement.
How many teams do that? And expect to do that.
They should play this weekend. I know they will lose. If they win, we will come back. We will come back and congratulate them. But you see, the one of raising hopes up, it will be like when you're putting your hopes on Dortmund.
Don't worry, we'll still get to Dortmund. Before we get to Dortmund, Barcelona take on Villarreal away from home. Xavi's second La Liga game, rather. And they have the chance to possibly enter European places. I mean, you can realize how ridiculous that is to say out loud.
I think the game on Wednesday, Champions League game against Benfica, was something. It was still a game. It's quite early to judge. Would be nice to see what Xavi's team can bring to the party against Villarreal. Villarreal, we watched them against Manchester United. They started off so well and it looked like they switched off at some point.
Just like the first leg as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. So you're wondering, is this how they want to challenge Barcelona this weekend? Yes, Barcelona were not all there against Benfica in the Champions League, but they were in the game for 90 minutes. Villarreal on their own part were not in the game for 90 minutes. And if it's going to come down to anything, I think it's going to come down to that. Who can take charge of that game when the other opponent
is sleeping
down, when the other opponent is sleeping? And I think that's what's going to decide this fixture. If Villarreal are going to take charge of the game, then they would have to capitalize when Barcelona are not. They shouldn't treat the game like the way they treated United. Close the game when you can. And if Barcelona gets into the game also early enough, then it means you also have to study the pattern we've observed with Villarreal. Wait to hit them when they're down. And you get it. I think it's a game. It's Villarreal, a game that could go anywhere, considering both sides.
I said Villarreal, of course, the draw masters this season. 3 wins, 3 losses, and 7 draws in La Liga.
So it's actually a game that could go anywhere. Villarreal could get something out of it. Barca could get something or everything out of it. It all depends on who.
Have you been impressed with Xavi's Barcelona so far?
That's why I say too early to call. Just 2 games.
Any positive signs?
The only positive sign is that he has a good squad that he can build on. And I expect him to build on it.
Work. Any other game in La Liga you're looking forward to? Cadiz taking on Atletico Madrid. Valencia, Rayo Vallecano.
Sociedad.
Wow. Now that they are no longer top of the table, you're looking at their match as interesting.
I was just Sociedad.
This guy.
More like
this guy.
Come back to challenge Madrid if Madrid does not do their business against Sevilla. Or prove once again that Gidechi is correct.
Right.
That's
of course
all it is for me in that game.
Of course it is. In Serie A, we saw Milan and Napoli both ending their unbeaten run for the season. And Milan did much better than Napoli in Europe. Napoli lost. Milan won away to Atletico Madrid. Do you think they're just going to continue their domestic rivalry? Who do you think has the edge right now in that domestic rivalry?
I actually do think it's Milan at the moment.
Osimhen's injury?
Even before Osimhen's injury, I think Osimhen's injury has added to it.
Before it's the last gas that finished, Abi.
Before Osimhen's injury, it looked like Napoli didn't, they were struggling or something. And we've seen it yet again in their European game, their European competition. from the weekend, from the midweek. And Inter Milan, AC Milan rather, going away to Atletico to win is a huge statement that it Napoli is. Should be wary of. And if Napoli would have to remain at the top of the table by the end of this week, it starts against a Lazio who is almost like a Milan side.
Well, so, very tough on their own day.
So you're going to be meeting the same tests you failed last weekend and the midweek again on Sunday.
So is it just a case of they were enjoying a luck of the draw in terms of the run that they had at the start of the season?
I don't know.
Because now it seems like
maybe this would have to happen more for me to begin to say.
With every big side that they face, it looks like these guys might not be the people that we think they are.
I think I would rather have this happen more, and then I can say that I think it's pretty early. Maybe we could attribute it to their form has dropped and not the caliber of the teams that they are meeting.
Yeah.
But if they actually lose against stronger sides like Lazio, they would be taking on this week. Then maybe we start saying, yeah, it's just the fact they had been playing smaller teams. That's why they were able to stay on top for that long.
And of course, the biggest game in this area this weekend, Juventus taking on Atalanta. And on a low...
Atalanta to win.
Why are you such a hater? Like, when will you forgive Juventus?
To win.
It's not even fair.
To win. Like, I mean, look at it from this angle. Atalanta has scored 27 goals this season.
Mm-hmm.
Juve have scored just 18. That's already to tell you something. Juve, ego had them to score. Atalanta has conceded 17 in comparison to Juve's 15.
Yeah.
Two goals more than Juve.
And nine goals scored more than Juve.
Well,
I mean, so if Juve do,
as much as they might concede on their own part, they are going to score more than Juve.
But if Juve do what Juve does best and find a way to sneak in that 1-0 early goal,
they could not find a way to sneak it in against Chelsea.
Against Atalanta? We're going to say against Chelsea.
Against Chelsea.
You're a wicked person.
Atalanta are as attacking as Chelsea.
You are a wicked person.
They are as attacking minded as Chelsea.
But they are not as...
They are not built like Chelsea.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I mean, they are not as... One, they're not as defensively resolute. That one is very obvious.
And but they're not as penetrative as Chelsea. And that's why I say they might concede, yes.
They're not as penetrative as Chelsea. And this same Juve were able to hold Chelsea in the first leg.
That's
at home.
The first leg. We have moved on from that. Atalanta, as at that time when they were holding Juve, I don't think they were fourth in the league.
They were much lower than...
Exactly. Now they are fourth. Things have changed. And
No. I mean... Juve held Chelsea and they were much lower in the league. And
Atalanta themselves were not on the position they were.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make you understand that Atalanta themselves have also gotten better.
Mm.
So it's not like Atalanta are going to come and expect... They literally would have watched the Chelsea game. And it's the fact they play similar pattern to what Chelsea play for me. And that's why I think it's going to be a goal party. And if Juve are not ready to score, they should lose that game.
Mm.
Intriguing.
It's Milan. There's always one team in Italy who are lucky in terms of who they get to play against in the league. While Juve plays Atalanta, while Napoli plays against Lazio, Milan have Sassuolo and Inter have Venezia to play.
So who's the lucky one?
Milan and Inter, the two Milanese clubs. I mean, obviously.
Well, let me just pause there because the whole they are playing sports at my end tears. We've seen
tears for who?
Tears for two of them. Possibly.
How?
This is how the weekend might go. Napoli to draw against Lazio.
Get your bets ready.
And then Milan at home. Most likely will not win their own game against us.
How?
And then Inter, who are now third, will now win and come closer. And then by next week, Inter are the ones that are not winning. These are the two are we see.
It's just a confused bunch of people.
Just leave these people alone. They will just continue their drama till God goes with.
Hi, my name is Ilozinam, and you're listening to the Ball Gecko Podcast.
In the Bundesliga, the Bayern Liga, as usual, Bayern's still top of the table, but Erling Haaland is back. Does it change anything for you?
Exactly the question I'm trying to ask.
No, I'm asking you, does it change anything for you?
Me, I'm asking you too. Does it really change anything?
I think it does.
I think Haaland is also losing his pedigree.
Just like that.
Back-to-back disqualifications. It's
puts in terms of he barely even played in the second one and was injured for the first.
Exactly, but still.
So what about all the things that he did?
You tend to think about Dortmund, and you just tend to think about how Haaland is not in this thing, and it's
because he was injured.
Kind of taking away the fear factor.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Just watch him bring it back.
I'm not saying the fear factor is not there.
Just watch him bring it back. Perspective.
It doesn't look like anything is really going to happen until he brings it back. Until Dortmund can bring it back. Good. I mean, I literally want them to topple Bayern, so I'm all in for Dortmund.
But you don't trust them, even though they're just 1 point behind Bayern.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
And they take on Wolfsburg.
So.
Who finally dropped points under their new manager, of course, last weekend after the international break.
Yeah, so you will not really blame me.
Yes, I would. I absolutely do.
Okay, fine.
100% I blame you.
Times like this, you don't need to argue.
Bayern take on Armenia after their loss against Augsburg and their hammering of Dynamo Kiev in the Champions League, just like everybody else. Straight win.
We want to stay straight win. I mean, some people say straight win against some people last week.
Which people? Who are those people?
Not us.
Remind us those people. Okay, fair enough.
Some people say straight win against Augsburg. But I don't think that's how Bayern rules. Bayern will lose one and then win four.
Win the next four or five on the bounce.
Yeah, now lose again. That's the way this season is going. So just know that this one should be back to winning ways, and then their next defeat might come like four games later.
And the biggest match of the weekend, Leipzig taking on Leverkusen. If Leipzig win this, then they would go above Leverkusen on the table. It's a really, really tight, should I say mid-table or mid-upper half of the table for the Bundesliga. Just 3 points separating Leverkusen in fourth and Gladbach in ninth.
That's what makes it interesting. The fact that everybody's neck and neck with each other. And
apart from Bayern and Dortmund,
that's been interesting. One team is just being stupid by being 10 points ahead of everybody.
No, but they're not 10 points. Just 1 point
I'm
ahead.
Saying on a very good day, they're just like 10 points ahead of everybody or 15 points ahead of everybody.
It's not their fault that they are good now.
So, but I don't know. However the game wants to go this weekend, I really don't have interest in these guys. I'll be honest with you.
Wow.
Leverkusen, Leipzig, I really don't have interest in them. They should do their best.
You know,
they get whatever they want to get.
This is the future of a lot of Premier League teams. Very soon you're going to be seeing a lot of them getting players from these two clubs.
Yeah, still doesn't. When they come to the Premier League club, I watch them and watch them very happily. The game is at Leipzig's home, so let's just say Leipzig should get this one. Also considering the fact that Leverkusen are ranked higher than them on the table.
Just 3 points.
But I think Leipzig should get this one, considering they are at home and they lost their last game. So I expect that they would want to come back to winning ways.
All right, in the Ligue 1, it's still PSG leading the table, of course, as expected, as hoped for. How was Pochettino ready to leave this? How was he ready to leave Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, top of the league, doing well in the Champions League, qualify for the second round? How was he ready to leave this to go and coach Manchester United?
If you ask me... Now who I go ask?
As I'm asking you now, you must ask somebody.
Mama Umi said, don't ask me, because I don't get answer for you.
That's not what she said, bro. That's not what she said at
Go
all.
Go and ask Pochettino in there for Paris.
That's not what she said at all.
Because, man, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, aside Pochettino and everyone that is close to him, why he would have wanted to come to Manchester rather than stay and manage Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe right there in Paris. It's really unexplainable, but whatever his decision, I guess we just have to respect it. And as it stands, he's not coming anymore. And yeah. I think the focus now is
at least winning. For now.
Well, at least for now, yeah. So I think the focus now is on winning this weekend's game and possibly win more weekend games and end up as the League One champion, win his first league as a manager. I think that's the focus right now, and I don't think it's something that will be stopped.
All right, this weekend, they're away to Saint-Étienne, who are still struggling in relegation zone, although they've had much better form than at the beginning of the season.
But is that convincing enough to let you know that PSG will win?
Is, I mean,
4 goals.
We know how PSG can
four
be.
4 goals plus.
4 goals plus for PSG. All right, guys.
No, it's a lie. Yo. PSG, now, of this dispensation.
Speak your mind now.
PSG are not. You know, it feels like when they said money will go around and then money will not go around. That's what PSG are doing.
So but the money is going the goals will not reasonably go round. Okay, the goals might not go round, but they'll still win.
But they'll win. So maybe I'm cutting the goals down to 3.
They're the highest scoring side in the league.
Technically,
it's not technically, it's factually.
No, they're factually
32 goals in 14 games.
Well, I was trying to say technically,
it is what it is. 32 goals in the league. The next highest has 25.
As much as you see, the thing is the expectation.
When is not Barcelona Femini?
The expectation we had for PSG at the beginning of the season seemed to be what clouds our minds.
Judgment
right
of
now.
The present.
Yes, of the present. That's why it looks like what many of us wanted of PSG.
8-0 every match.
Yes, it's not really happening. And to us, it seems like it's really bad. And then you look at things like how they are still the highest scoring side, despite having an in quotes bad performance every game. And it's just funny, man. It's just funny.
It is really, really funny. And for the Ligue 1, can't really point out any major games for the weekend, which is really unfortunate.
Move on.
It's pretty spread out.
Do you want to talk about Troyes? Yeah?
I mean, why not? Against Olympique Marseille.
L'Oréal, right?
And interestingly enough, in all these leagues that we've gone through, only the Ligue 1 and Serie A have sides who have won at least one game. In the Bundesliga, Fürth haven't won a game. Levante haven't won a game in the La Liga. And Newcastle haven't won a game.
Why are you forcing on these things?
It's interesting to note.
Must everybody win games?
Yes! What do you mean? What are you paying the players and managers for?
You don't need to.
If Salernitana can win a game, Newcastle and Levante and Fürth
in life, all people, all fingers, all things are not equal.
I'm not saying they should be equal. I'm not saying everybody should win the same amount of games.
Everybody does not deserve. It's not a must.
It's game week 14 in the
league. You can manage draws and defeats. They are fine with
it. It's game week 14.
Stop coming on the podcast every time to tell us.
How would you not have played 15 matches? 15 matches, you've not won any single one. Not a single one. That means they've almost played every single person in the league once.
Stop stressing this thing. Some people are born for just defeat.
That's just wrong, man. Like, it is too wrong.
So just leave it like that. It is what it is. They just deserve
not a single win.
Are they the first to do that? I want to see somebody do the invincible. That the meaning of the invincible is when you go all season without a win. So I would love to see somebody do it. Come on.
Out of those three teams, Newcastle, Levante, and Fürth, who do you think is most likely to be invincible?
Actually, looks more like Greta Falls.
Because they're the only ones. I mean, Newcastle 6 draws,
but
Levante,
that,
Levante 7 draws, Greta Fürth 1 draw and 11 defeats.
But that's the trick to this thing. It's that person who is having more defeats. Now, just boom, one win. I ain't gonna shock you. The other ones are doing 11, 7 defeats.
They'll just keep drawing and drawing and drawing until the end of this season.
So, but although I think it's Greta Fort who could go, I don't actually think they'll finish the season without a win. I just think they will go more games without getting
winning
anything.
Yeah,
but
it'll be the last of four.
Yeah, they'll most likely.
This weekend, they take on Hoffenheim at home. Maybe. Yeah,
we know how it will.
Perhaps, maybe.
Perhaps, maybe not.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Ball Gecko podcast. It's been awesome. We've looked at the fixtures for the weekend and called up the most interesting games to us, anyways. I'm sure you would have had a lot of fun. If you have anything to say, you can always reach us on www.ballgecko.com. You can reach us also on Twitter, Instagram, any social media, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. We're there for you at ballgecko. On Twitter, it's at ball_gecko. It's been awesome and have a wonderful weekend.
Was Ball Gecko podcast. For more content, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ball Gecko. Also check out our website at www.ballgecko.com.